מתחיל בנחמה ומסיים בנחמה. Adding, mentioning those words of Shabbos inside the Nechama. And the third opinion of Chachamim is the same. He's not saying it in nowhere else except of Nechama. So what's the difference between them? So the Gemara is asking, Chachamim haynu Tana Kama. This is exactly what did I explain it now. Chachamim have the same opinion as the Tana Kama of the first opinion. In the first opinion we saw that they said in Shabbos you're gonna mention the words of holiness of Day of Shabbos in Bnei Yerushalayim, in Nechama. And in the third opinion, Chachamim are saying over there the same thing, that you cannot say it in nowhere else except of Bnei Yerushalayim, except of in the Nechama. So Ika benayhu di'avad. What's the difference between them? There is a difference. After the fact. This is the difference. After the fact, by the shita of Tana Kama, that he said, Tana Kama's way of putting things is different than the way of Chachamim. Tana Kama is saying, in Shabbos, Tana Kama means the first opinion, first Tana, he is saying that you're putting it in Bnei Yerushalayim, in the Nechama. But Chachamim are saying that you cannot put it nowhere else except of in Nechama, in Bnei Yerushalayim. So what's the difference? After the fact. By Tana Kama, if you put it somewhere else, after the fact, you fulfill your obligation. You are Yatzate Yedechova. But by the Shita of Chachamim, you cannot say it in nowhere else. Means that if you put it somewhere else, you should go back and say that bracha, or to say Birkat HaMazon again, to fix it. You haven't mentioned Shabbos in the bracha.
They have some.
And they were Bilvad. So the day of Bilvad.
What?
Bilvad.
And if you haven't done that, Shutenstein is saying, Chozer u'mevarech. Should go back and say the bracha again. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita. Minayin lebirkat hamazon min haTorah. Where we have the source to the obligation of birkat hamazon from the Torah. Shenemar, that it says, ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta. You ate and been satisfied and you blessed, mean have to bless. Zo birkat hazan. This is the obligation of the first bracha of birkat hazan. Et Hashem Elokecha. This is the next part of that verse. Vachalta v'savata uverachta. Et Hashem Elokecha. So et Hashem Elokecha. Zo birkat hazimun. He's learning from those words et Hashem Elokecha that we have that obligation of making zimun too. Al haaretz, on the land, zo birkat haaretz. This is the obligation of the second bracha al haaretz, on the land. Hatova, the good land. What is the word good? Hatova, zo bone Yerushalayim. It's Jerusalem. This is the third bracha, the consolation.
Is this all the continuation of the original verse? Or is it just,
yes, we're just continuing with it. Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha, ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova, here we are, asher natan lach. So, ha'tova zo bonei Yerushalayim, and where he learned that good is Jerusalem, וכן הוא אומר, because it's written, ההר הטוב הזה והלבנון, that good mountain and the Lebanon. The Lebanon means בית המקדש that was built in Jerusalem. ההר הטוב הזה, that good mountain, it's הרבית, means Jerusalem. So, the word הטוב, it's Yerushalayim.
What is Lebanon?
What?
What is Lebanon?
Lebanon, it's בית המקדש. It's also Lebanon, but it's a name, or one of the names of Beit HaMikdash is Lebanon. Venozlim min ha-Lebanon, the water that gores, that go down comes from Lebanon means the wisdom that comes out from Beit HaMikdash, the water of the Torah, Kinsion Tetzet Torah, Nozlim Min HaLebanon. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Libuna Democha, that this is the brain of the person. The Beit HaMikdash is the brain, his Lebanon from the word white, Lavan. Lebanon, it's Lavnuni, it's very white, bright. So Lebanon, it's Beit HaMikdash, that it's bright, that it's illuminating. Everything is Moshe Mirchon. Yes. So, next part of that verse, Asher Natan Lach, the last part of that verse, that Hashem gave it to you, Zo HaTov VeHametiv, this is the Tov VeHametiv, the fourth Bracha. So from here we can see that by that Braita, the Braita's opinion is that HaTov VeHametiv is Mideoraita, and not Miderabanan. You see that he found the source to the obligation of HaTov VeHametiv Mideoraita, from the verse itself. So that Braita is claiming that HaTov VeHametiv is Mideoraita and not Miderabanan. Okay? It's not the Braita that been accepted in the end, but it's an opinion. En li ela. So now the Gemara is continuing. Ela, en li ela, the bright is continuing. En li ela, I don't have ela le'acharav. I have only that obligation to say bracha after the food. Lefanav minayin, before of the food, where I'm going to learn it from, the obligation to say hamotzi. Amarta kal v'chomer. You can say on that kal v'chomer, something that is easy to learn. For sure you're going to learn it. How you say kal v'chomer? If you have even more so.
If you say after more so.
If you have a stringency, if you have something hard.
You're going to take the even more so.
Okay. Again, all the even more so. For today.
Okay. Why don't we continue with the kal v'chomer? So just for the recording, the definition.
If you have a stringency, then for sure you can learn out the more easy opinion from it, the more easy learning from it. If you have something that's difficult, that covers a lot, for sure you're going to be able to learn out the more easier, lighter opinion from it.
Okay, so... אמרת קל וחומר, כשהוא שבע, when the person is full, satisfied, מברך, he is obligated to say ברכה, כשהוא רעב, לא כל שכן, when he is hungry, isn't it obvious, even more so that he needs to say ברכה on the food, he needs it now, when you're happy, you're thanking Hashem, okay, so now you're not going to thank Hashem when you're receiving the food, when really you need it, Mamash, you need it a lot more.
Before you get it, you say thank you.
Mamash, now you need it, of course. When you're gonna, if you're receiving it, it's in your hand. It's not in my hand, then you're gonna say bracha. You're not allowed to say bracha.
Only when it's in your hand.
Only when it's in your hand, you can say the bracha. The person is not holding the food, you cannot say bracha. So first of all, you're receiving it. Now you're happy. Now this is the best moment. You have it. Now you can say
if you're going to say thank you after you've already done eating it and you don't need it anymore, for sure you're going to say thank you when you need it. If you don't even need it anymore and you're going to say thank you, for sure when you need it, you're going to say thank you.
Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Omer, Eino Tzarich, you don't need to learn for the obligation of Birkat HaMotzi Mikal V'Chomer. You don't need to learn by that Shita, by that even more so. Just you can learn it from the verses. V'Achalta V'Savata U'Verachta. When it's written V'Achalta, you are eating, V'Savata, satisfied, U'Verachta, and blessed. Zo Birkat HaZan. This is the first bracha, Birkat HaZan. Aval Birkat HaZimun, but the blessing of the Zimun, מגדלו להשם איתי נפקה. We're going to learn it from the verse in Tehillim. גדלו להשם איתי. Let's praise Hashem together. Let's honor Hashem together, like that we learned it a few weeks ago. So actually, from that place, we're going to learn that. So now you have Et Hashem Elokecha that is available to learn something else from it. Al Haaretz, on the land, Zo Birkat Haaretz, Hatova, Zo Bonei Yerushalayim, exactly like the first Braita. וכן הוא אומר, and also he's saying, this is the proof, ההר הטוב הזה והלבנון, that good mountain is Jerusalem, והלבנון is בית המקדש. הטוב והמתיב, and הטוב והמתיב, by the שיטה of רבי, ביבנה תקנוע, it's מדה רבנן, it's not מדה אורייתא. So, רבי is continuing, now we're going to try to find a new source to the obligation of saying first ברכה, אין לי אלא לאחריו. So now, alright, we found the source to all four ברכות of ברכת המזון, last ברכה. לפניו מניין, but before, how Rabbi gonna learn it from, the obligation? תלמוד לומר, אשר נתן לך. Because that it's written, אשר נתן לך. אשר נתן לך. From the words, אשר נתן לך, the words asher natan lach in the first braita been learned to hatov ve'ametiv, but here hatov ve'ametiv he learned it mid-rabbanan and he doesn't need a source mid-oraita for that. So those words asher natan lach that Hashem gave you, they are available, they're free. So asher natan lach, what it means asher natan lach? Mi she natan lach, from the moment that he gave it to you. This is the obligation for first bracha. From the moment that he gave it to you, means that it's in your hand, you have an obligation to say bracha on that. This is the obligation of first bracha. Asher natan lach, mi she natan. From the moment that you got it in your hand, you have an obligation to say bracha. This is the source for first bracha on the food midoraita. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, but Rabbi Yitzchak disagree with both of those opinions, with the Tanakh, with the first Braita and with the Braita of Rabbi, the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Eino tzarich, you don't need both of those shitot. For what? To learn the obligation of first bracha. Hare hu Omer, because it says, Uverach et lachmecha ve'et meimecha, that Hashem blessed your bread and your water. So he's saying, like we know, there are two ways of learning. There is the way that things are written, and there is the way that things been read. There is ktiv, how that it's written, and there is kri, how that we're reading what that's written. It can be totally different. So even though that it's written, Uverach Hashem et lachmecha ve'et memecha, that Hashem blessed your bread and water, this is the ktiv, this is how that it's written. But you should read, means you should learn from it. Al tikri uverech, that he blessed, Ela uvarech, just that you should bless, you have to bless, means you should bless your bread, and you should bless your water. ומתי קרוי לחם, and when you're calling it bread, קודם שיוכלנו, only before that you're eating it. After that you're eating it, it's not longer bread. Only before that you're eating it's bread. And you have the obligation to bless the bread, means bracha before of eating. רבי נתן אומר, אינו צריך, you don't need all those three שיטות. First שיטה, רבי's שיטה, and רבי אליעזר שיטה, רבי יצחק's שיטה, I'm sorry, he is rejecting all of those three שיטות. And he's saying, הרי הוא אומר, it's written on שמואל הנביא, כבואכם העיר, Shaul HaMelech was looking for Shmuel HaNavi. He was looking for the female donkeys. I said that. Atonot. Female donkeys.
No, she donkey.
He She donkey.
No worse. You stopped us.
Okay. So he went to look for the Atonot, and he found the Melucha, and he found the kingdom. So actually, he went to the place of Shmuel HaNavi, and he was looking for a Navi. He was looking for a prophet. They're gonna lead him. They're gonna give him an advice how he's gonna find those she donkeys. Where he gonna find them? So when he went close to the city, he met there was few women, banot, girls in the entrance of the city, and he asked them where you can find the prophet, the Navi. So they answered to him on Shmuel HaNavi, Kebo'achem ha'ir, when you're gonna enter to the city, ken timtze'u oto, over there you're gonna find him, Shmuel HaNavi. Beterem ya'ale ha'bimata, before that you're gonna climb to the bima, the stage, le'echol, to eat, ki lo yochal ha'am, because the people will not gonna eat, ad bo'o, until that he gonna come, until that Shmuel HaNavi gonna come, ki hu yevarech ha'zevach, because he gonna bless the bracha on the zevach, on the sacrifice, achrechen, and after it, yochlu ha'keru'im, the people that been called, the people that were invited to that place, to that situation, they gonna eat only after that he gonna bless. So from here we saw that Shmuel HaNavi was motzi them yedei chova with the bracha before of eating. So you have a proof, a source for birkat Amazon, for birkat amotzi, for the bracha before of eating, from the Navi, from the story about Shmuel HaNavi. So the Gemara is asking on that story something from the side, a side question. V'kol kach lama, and so many words, why? Why they were answering? What he asked? Where is the prophet? And they're answering and answering and answering things that haven't been asked at all. Where is the prophet? And they're answering in the city, soon. You can gonna see him, and over there he's climbing on the stage, and the people are not eating before that he's blessing, and then he's gonna bless, and then they're gonna eat. What's all of that information? Exactly. This is the answer of the Gemara. Hazak uvaruch. Lefi she'anashim dabraniyot hen, because that women are talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. Ushmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagree with that opinion. Shmuel is saying that there is another reason why they were talking and talking and talking. Not because that they are talking and talking, just because of something else. Kedei li'istakel beyofyo shel Shaul, because they wanted to look the beauty of Shaul HaMelech. They were so amazed from Shaul that they kept on talking and talking and talking and talking. Dichtiv, because it's written on him, on Shaul HaMelech, Mishichmo v'amala, that he was above everyone, Gavoa mikol ha'am, higher than all of the people. Means that he was glowing, he was amazing, he was beautiful, he was wise, he was everything, he was perfect, and they were amazed from him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan also disagree, and he said, Lefi she'ein malchut nogat b'chaverta, because one kingdom cannot touch her friend, afilu kimlo nima, even in a breath of a hair. Means that Shmuel HaNavi had few more seconds to lead the nation, to be the leader of Am Israel, and he could not crown Shaul HaMelech yet. It wasn't the time of Shaul to rule, so to be
coronated.
So this is why from heaven they occupied Shaul HaMelech few more seconds to talk, and then when he came it was his time. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is not stopping in the details, he's looking straight into the purpose of what was going on. Really, this was the reason why he'd been occupied for a few more seconds. What they thought in their minds, who cared? The reason was because Shmuel HaNavi had to rule another few more moments. Wonderful. So, now we're continuing. Ve'en li ela birkat hamazon. So, alright, now we found the proof for first bracha. We found a proof for first bracha and a proof for last bracha. We have both of them covered. Ve'en li ela birkat hamazon. So, alright, you found the obligation to bless on the food. Birkat haTorah minayin. But where you learned it from that you should say bracha on the Torah, we know that we're not allowed to learn Torah without saying Birkot HaTorah in the morning. So, how, where is the source for that bracha? Amar Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Ishmael said, Kal Vachomer, that way of limud of even more so. Al Chayei Sha'a, on life of an hour, Mevarech, you're going to say bracha, means on piece of bread, on an apple, on an orange, you're going to say bracha. Al Chayei Olam Haba, Lo Kol Sheken, on life of world to come, isn't it obvious that you're going to say bracha on that? You're going to say bracha on an apple that is making you a little bit happy, something, give you another hour to live. Great, wonderful, but now, on eternal life in the world to come, you're not going to say bracha.
Yes. People say this about every mitzvah.
What?
People say this about every mitzvah.
You have birkat mitzvot. You have bracha on every mitzvah.
I'm just saying.
Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmani, Talmido shel Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmani, the student of Rabbi Ishmael, Omer, he said, he's saying, Mishum Rabbi Ishmael, that he heard it from Rabbi Ishmael, Eino Tzarich, that you don't need to learn it from that even more so, from Kal Vachomer, the obligation of Birkat HaTorah. Just from another place, Areu Omer, because he's saying, Ala Aretz HaTovah Asher Natan Lach, that you should bless Hashem Yitbarach on the good land that he gave you, ולעלנו אומר, and over there he's saying, in a different place he's saying, ואתנה לך, and I'm going to give you את לוחות האבן, the tablets, the stone tablets, והתורה והמצווה וגומר, and the Torah and the mitzvot, the obligations, וגומר. So, ואת אשר נתן לך, the words, you should bless Hashem Yitbarach al Aretz HaTova Asher Natan Lach, that he gave you, what he gave you, in a different place it's written what else he gave you. So you should bless him on what that it's written that he gave you.
So
he gave you the land, the good land, and also he gave you the Torah and the mitzvah and the holy tablets.
Because we have, earlier we learned that Hashem Natan Lach is the cause of the Raisa, the bless. So here we're learning
the source for the obligation
through Bezer Shava to bless again.
Yes. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir is saying, Minayin shekeshem shemvarech, where we learned it from, that exactly like that the person is blessing ala tova, on good things, kach mevarech ala ra'a, exactly like that he should bless Hashem on bad things that happens to him. Talmud Lomar, you can learn it from the verse, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. It's written, Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al Aretz HaTova, Asher Natan Lecha, Asher Natan, no. It's a different verse. Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. It's written, Asher Natan Lecha, and in a different place it's written, and in a different place it's written, Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al Aretz HaTova Asher Natan Lach. So actually, again, from those words, Natan, but in the second place, it's written, Natan, Hashem Elokecha. Hashem, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's teaching us about kindness, about the Rachmanut of Hashem Yitbarach. Those are good things. Ve'elokecha, those are judgments. Natan lecha Hashem Elokecha. dayancha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you, bechol din shedancha, in every judgment that is judging you, ben midah tova, when it's good things, ben midah poranut, and when it's bad things, hard things, chas v'shalom. It's all from Hashem Yitbarach, and you should bless Him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera is saying, Enotzarich, you don't need it. You don't need the way of learning of Birkat HaTorah Mikal Vachomer. You don't need to learn the obligation of Birkat HaTorah to say bracha on the food, on the Torah, Mikal Vachomer. Just he's got a source for that. Hareu Omer, because that it's written Tova HaTova. It's written twice the word Tova. Once it's written,
you don't need it. We're not.
It's written Tova and it's written HaTova. So the second HaTova, the good, is not required. It's extra. So actually, we have two extra things here. First of all, it's the Tova, second Tova, and the HaTova. The word, the letter Hey, is also an extra letter. So you have two things that are extra here. So now we're dividing the word HaTova, that is extra, to two things. One is Tova, this is the second part, Tova, the main part though. Zotorah, it's the Torah, and Tov Ela Torah. V'chen Omer, and also he's saying, Ki lekach tov natati lachem, I gave you a good lesson. So this is the source for Birkat HaTorah. HaTova, the good, the letter Hey, Zo Binyan Yerushalayim. It's the letter Hey is teaching us about Jerusalem. This is the source for Birkat Yerushalayim, Bonei Yerushalayim, in Birkat Amazon. V'chen Omer, and also he's saying, Ahar HaTov Haze VeLebanon, that good mountain, and the Lebanon, it's Beit HaMikdash. Wonderful. Rashi.
But it doesn't say why we learn to say bracha for the bed.
What?
It doesn't say.
No, he left that. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera is not discussing that.
Yeah, goes back to.
Go back to before, to where we learn the source of Birkat HaTorah. So first Rashi in the page, ובשבת מתחיל בנחמה, and in Shabbos starts with the constellation. כלומר, it means, אינו צריך, he doesn't need, לא לסיים ולא להתחיל בשל שבת. He doesn't need not to finish with Shabbos and not to start a blessing with Shabbos. אלא מתחיל ומסיים בנחמה. Just is starting and finishing with constellation. Binyan Yerushalayim, the building Jerusalem, Kari Nechama, we're calling it constellation, Kol Hechi Dematchil, like that Rabbi Avram told us, exactly when the person starts his, the holiness of Shabbos, Ben Rachem Ben Nachamenu. Between the words Rachem to the Nachamenu means
console
us. In the blessing, this is the second opinion that was there. The Tiknu Chachamim, that Chachamim established, Behatov Vehametiv. In the last bracha, Hatov Vehametiv. Ika Binayu Diavad. So, what's the difference between Tanakama to the third bracha? After the fact, this is the difference. Lerabanan batrae. Mehadrinan le. To the second Rabbanan, this is the last opinion over there. Mehadrinan le. You should go back to it. Means if you said it in a different place, you should go back and say the bracha from before. Bedetana kama grasinan. In the first opinion, we saw it's written. Asher natan lach, that Hashem gave you, zoh hatov v'amitiv, it's the good and doing good. Ve'logar sinan be'yavne tiknua, and you don't need to say, in Yavne they established it, ela b'de Rebbe, just only in the Shita of Rebbe. Like that the Gemara is written, Rashi had a different version. So Rashi is explaining to us that the first opinion, like we said before, is that hatov v'amitiv is also midoraita, and only the Shita of Rebbe is to say that it's midde Rabbanan. Kshehu savea, when he's satisfied, full, mitzvah levarech, it's a mitzvah, an obligation, to bless ulehodot and to thank, al sov'o, on the fact that he's full. Kshehu ra'eh, but when he's hungry, vehu ba lehafik et re'avo, and now he's gonna... means maybe la fig to satisfy himself, to cancel his hunger. Al yedei briyato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by a certain creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for him. Lo kol sheken, isn't it obvious sheze tzarich levarech la HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter, that one needs to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more. No tzarich lekal v'chomer ze. We don't need to learn it from that kal v'chomer. Ve'logar sinan b'de Rebbe, and we don't need to read in the Shita of Rebbe, asher natan lecha ze atov v'amitiv. A certain source that atov v'amitiv is coming midoraita. So you see that Rashi had a certain version that was switching, replacing between the opinions of Rebbe and Tanakama. So actually, Rashi is fixing it, that Rebbe is assuming that it's mid Rabbanan, and Tanakama assumes that it's mid Oraita. Ela uberach et achmecha, that Hashem blessed your food, your bread, barech al lachmecha. You should bless on your bread. Ki hu yevarech hazevach, because he, Shmuel HaNavi, gonna bless the sacrifice, v'achrechen yochlu hakeruim, and after it, the people that are there gonna eat. Limdecha, he taught you, Sheta'un levarech lifnei achila al hazevach. Lifnei achila, that you have an obligation to say bracha before of eating al hazevach, on the sacrifice. Hu omer, he is saying, Baruch asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav, means Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav, וציוונו לאכול את הזבח, and obligated us to eat the sacrifice. ואיכן ציוונו, and where is that obligation? והבשר תאכל, that you should eat the meat. It's written in a verse in דברים י"ב. You should eat the meat. So you have an obligation to eat the sacrifice. וכל כך למה? Bracha Rishona, we're talking about first bracha.
No, it's not even being improved, that's why you should have a bracha before you eat?
Yes.
Not the first bracha of.
Before eating, yes. Bracha Rishona. Bekol kach lama, and well, why?
The way I understand is why you had the Gemara went back and forth trying to figure out, trying to clarify why.
Give it to us.
And it's right here, it's the Raisa. It's the Raisa. Rashi points it out, the Raisa, so easily. How come? Why did the Gemara not see there was the Raisa right from the bar that says you should eat, you should bless before you eat? It says it's the Raisa.
So there he's making it, they're saying that you have to bless before you eat in terms of,
it's opinion.
Before the sacrifice.
It's
different, but it's an argument. There is
Tanaim. You should bless before you eat. But the Gemara is saying.
But Rashi is explaining, Rashi is not a source. Rashi is explaining the Gemara. Rashi is not a source. The Gemara cannot learn it from Rashi. Rashi came 1,200
years
after.
I understand that. But
if it says in the Pasuk, you should bless.
They say you should bless on the.
There's an argument.
Not on the bread. So then you can maybe learn that as a kal v'chomer from that, but that's what they're trying to do.
No, but this pasuk was not in the Gemara. Yeah. The one that Rashi brings, right?
The discussion over here is where we learn the source for first bracha before of eating. There is opinions. There is one that is claiming that it's midoraita. There is one that is saying that we learned it from the Navi. Different sources. The one that is claiming that it's from the Navi learns something else from the verse that the first one used, Midoraita, from the Torah. He needs the place, he needs the verses, he's learning something else from them.
But what else do you think? But don't you hear that before you make a sacrifice, you have to say a blessing?
Yes.
Well, because this is Torah Basa, means maybe you have to say a certain blessing before you meet.
No, it's before that you're eating it.
When you eat the meat, you have to say this bracha that he mentions?
Yes, like on matzah. You like on matzah. You have an obligation to say bracha in Leila Seder when you have an obligation. In Pesach, other days of Pesach, you don't have an obligation to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat chametz. But if you don't like matzah, you can drop matzah. You don't have to eat matzah all days of Pesach. You're not allowed to eat chametz. But in the first night of Leila Seder, you have an obligation to eat matzah. You have to eat a certain shi'ur of matzah. And even we have solutions for sick people that cannot eat matzah, we're going to shove them the matzah somehow. No one's going to escape from that matzah. So you have a bracha on the matzah in Leila Seder. But actually, that bracha on the matzah allows you to eat it. Without that bracha on the matzah, you're not allowed to eat. וכל כך למה, and so many words why they were talking, היו מעריכות בדבריהן, they were talking so long, שאין מלכות נוגעת בחברתה, because one kingdom cannot touch her friend, לפי ששמואל היה מנהיג את ישראל, because that שמואל was the leader of עם ישראל, ושאול, and שאול, היה נוטל את השררה, he came actually to take the kingship. מי שדיבר שמואל אליו, from the moment that שמואל will talk to him, ואורך דברים עיכב לפי שעה. And the words that they were talking long, in a long way, he was holding him back for an hour, for a certain time that he had to be occupied. He came too fast. Ben Midah Tova, where we learned it from that we need to say bracha on good things and also on bad things. Midah Tova, HaTorah Midah Tova Hi. The Torah is a good Midah. So this is why they brought that limud. Actually, what's the connection between that limud that we learned to the subject that we were dealing with? We were learning about the source of bracha on the Torah. And then we asked suddenly where we learned it from that we should say bracha on the bad things like we're saying on the good. What's the connection? So the connection means that the good things that we're saying bracha on them, it's the Torah. From that Torah, we jump to a different thing that calls it. Saying but good thank you on everything. This is it. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.